Chinese archaeologists have started to excavate more of the life-size terracotta warriors at the famed ancient tomb of the country's first emperor. China's state TV on Sunday showed archaeologists uncovering more of the elaborately carved soldiers to add to the 1,000-plus statues already excavated.
From this site, we can see in one hole two horses. We already knew that these two horses existed here. In the last two excavations, we never came across these two horses. Of course, perhaps, there might be more unsolved mysteries.
The new dig, which started on Saturday, is the third undertaken since the tomb was first uncovered in 1974, and will focus on a 2,100-square-foot patch within the tomb's main pit that holds the bulk of the warriors. Exhibited where they were found and protected inside a massive building, the tomb and its museum are among China's biggest tourist draws. An exhibition of 15 figures and dozens of artifacts from the tomb broke ticket sale records when it traveled to London and California. The exhibit is now at the Houston Museum of Natural Science and in November moves to the National Geographic Museum in Washington, D.C. At between 5 feet 8 inches and 6.5 feet tall, the statues weigh between 300 and 400 pounds each. In all, the tomb's three pits are thought to hold 7,000 life-sized figures. It is believed they were created by Emperor Qin Shi Huang to protect him in the afterlife. No two figures are alike, and craftsmen are believed to have modeled them after a real army. A fourth pit at the tomb was apparently left empty by its builders, while Qin's actual burial chamber has yet to be excavated.